This is the happiest podcast on earth.
Have you ever seen a haunted house? You know the kind I mean. That old dark house that's usually at the end of a dimly lit street. The owners haven't been seen for years. No one really knows why. The windows are broken and boarded, and the shutters hang loose on their hinges. The trees have grown wild. Their branches brush against the sides of the weathering house, making strange noises at night. There's a high vine-covered fence around the property. Is it there to keep somebody out? Or is it there to keep something inside? It's a house that people avoid walking past at night. Strange sounds come from the wall.
Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Happiest Podcast on Earth, a Disneyland podcast. Well, we have a new co-host today. Jess will be joining us for the new segment of the show, so I'll turn the mic over to Jess.
For our first piece of news, some new sleep masks have come to the park. They are themed to Sleeping Beauty, Minnie, and Mickey.
The Stitch parking... Oh, sorry, you forgot to discuss that. So I have the pictures pulled up of the sleep masks. They're cute.
Yeah.
It's like the Mickey one has like the Mickey eyes and ears. The Minnie one has Minnie eyes and a bow and ears. And then the Sleeping Beauty one follows the more traditional sleep mask.
Right.
It has no attachment. It just says Sleeping Beauty. And then it has all of the fairies and some flowers. So let's move on to our next piece of news. The Stitch parking lot in downtown Disney is closed, but you can still park in the Simba lot.
Chimichangas are now available to purchase, but they are breakfast chimichangas, and we're pretty curious about them.
So I also have the picture pulled up for the chimichangas. It looks a lot like a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, do you know what restaurant's serving that?
Quick, greasy, let me see.
Oh, in Frontierland. That kind only $5.49, that's pretty good.
For a chimichanga.
Yeah.
Usually the food in Disneyland is more on the pricey side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in a piece of scary news, some Disneyland attractions have been temporarily closed due to a 6.4 magnitude earthquake. What do you think about that? I think it's kind of scary.
Yeah, it's surprising to me that the attractions had to be closed. That tells you...
It's one of the largest earthquakes to hit Southern California.
Wow. Hopefully you'll get things back and running soon.
Oh, but Mom, look at that.
Mm-hmm.
And where's Anaheim on the map? Like right there. So, it like hit right next to Anaheim. That's kind of scary.
Well, and some more happy news. The highly anticipated Pixar Palace parking structure opened, as well as the Emotional Whirlwind.
So these are two things that people have been waiting for forever. There's the Pixar Palace parking structure.
Okay.
And it's more like a contemporary style, a lot more modern. And those are the levels. Level 1 is Incredibles. Level 2 is Coco. Level 3 is Cars. Level 4 is Monsters, Inc. Level 5 is Finding Nemo. And level 6 is Inside Out. And then the Emotional Whirlwind it replaced Flick's Flyers. And Flick's Flyers is actually right next to the Incredicoaster. But remember, they just had, like, those huge plant walls up?
Mm-hmm.
But now you can see that it's in Pixar Pier. And since they're turning A Bug's Land into Marvel Adventure Awaits, they turn Flick's Flyers into this attraction. If I didn't have any knowledge about this, I would not think that that was Flick's Flyers.
Yeah, they did a really nice job rebranding it.
Yeah. And it's got really good theming, and it's got, like, the balls. And it has, what's her name?
I don't remember.
Joy?
Yeah, Joy.
It has Joy standing out front holding a... No, she isn't holding anything. A new souvenir bucket has come to the park. It is themed to Minnie and Mickey and is meant for guests to put popcorns. Popcorn. Okay. It's not like the current, it's more like the old popcorn buckets,
mm-hmm.
whereas the new ones are like the Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket. They're like they're molded into the shape.
Yeah, this is the classic popcorn bucket style. It's not a character.
And it's considering popcorn alone costs $5, why not spend an extra $4 to get the souvenir bucket?
Yeah, we have one.
So,
some new patches have come to the park. They're themed to Star Wars.
Some new merch has come to Disneyland and Walt Disney World themed to Minnie Mouse icon. So I have the pictures of these pulled up together. Let me get back to the home page. I get my news from Disneyland News Today for the episode. The patches. What do you think of those?
Oh, they're nice. They're pretty basic.
Yeah, there's one with Yoda. There's one with Yoda. There's one that has, like, a colorful stormtrooper helmet. And then there's a Girls of the Galaxy one that has Princess Leia in front of the Rebels logo. There's an R2-D2 one that says droid. There's a blue lightsaber one that says the Rebellion. And then there's one that says come to the dark side. For our last piece of news is... did I already read the... Yeah, I did. The Minnie Mouse icon logo is really something. Jess had to leave due to some parenting stuff. But she'll be joining us for some episodes. The Minnie Mouse icon, it's got your... It's like... I'll use, like, the tote bag, for example. It has a pair of mini ears printed on to a tote bag. And then it also has a glitter bow, and it says icon in front of them. So it's a very neat logo. So we're going to move on to our discussion with Garrison. We're going to talk about the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Welcome, Garrison. So let's welcome to the show our guest, Garrison. Hi, Garrison.
Hi.
So right now we're not using our eBerry microphone because we're just going to talk into the internal mic because the audio quality is a bit better on the internal mic, but it for this kind of discussion, right, Gar?
Yeah.
Because it's not just this one microphone where as it's like a surround sound microphone, so it'll give you guys some good stuff. So what are we going to talk about this week? Angels in the Outfield and Disney's relationship with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. So give us a summary of Angels in the Outfield.
Or can I just tell you about the kid?
And everything, please. My fans and my listeners and everybody wants to know about it.
How do you know?
Because it's a Disney film and this is a Disneyland podcast.
So Roger is the kid that he sees angels because he prayed for them. He prayed for them to win the pennant so that he and his dad could be a family again.
He wanted angels to win the pennant?
The angels.
And what helps them?
Angels.
Angels, so real angels. And how many Angels in the Outfield movies are there?
Two.
And the first one is Angels in the Outfield, and the second one is
Angels in the End Zone.
And that one's football themed, and it's both, the main angel is named Al, and it's the same actor. So, they're both Disney films, and maybe we can have a football, like a Disney football sometime, maybe when the football season starts up this fall. So, what did every team receive after the All-Star game in Anaheim?
A Mickey statue.
Yes, a Mickey. Mickey Mouse statue. So, it's, why did they get Mickey statues? Because
it was in Anaheim.
And where, what else is in Anaheim?
Disney.
And, why? Why is Disney in Anaheim? Do you know that?
No.
Okay, I do know that. Let me tell you why. Wait a sec. I forgot why, so I'll just have to Google it. Disneyland. Okay, so I did know it, it was, okay, I'm just about to read you guys a really long article there, okay?
Okay.
So, sit tight, and I'm just gonna read this article. Shout out to, oh no, I can't read it because it's copyrighted. I can't read it, but... Do you want me to go just back to why? It was also important that his park was be located near a major highway. In August of 1953, Disney Park and his partner selected a 160-acre orange grove in Anaheim, California, to be the site of Disneyland. The construction of Disneyland began during the summer of 1954, Disneyland grew to be extremely successful. What do you know about Walt Disney? Nothing?
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to do when you grow up?
Be a baseball player.
Could you tell us a little bit about your shirt that you're wearing right now? It actually is a baseball shirt.
Mm-hmm. So, I got it for my birthday. And it was last year's 2018 All-Star jersey for the National League. I know it, for the Texas listener, you don't like the National League because the Rangers and the Astros are in the American League, so you probably won't like this shirt. But it's a Charlie Blackman 2018 All-Star jersey. And the All-Star game was played in Washington, D.C.
So I'm looking at the gift. I forgot to say MLB. MLB All-Star Game. I forgot to say all also. Space A-L-L-L-L. I have to get it all right. I don't see it, do you?
That? No.
But All-Star Game 20. Oh, that isn't a touch. It's not. It's a Chromebook. I don't see it. Well, thanks for talking with us,
Wait, if it was in Washington, D.C., what do you think it would be?
Sunset Field? Maybe like a White House thing, something?
Yeah.
About the White House, I think.
But those are 2016.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Well, it's been so much fun. Thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome.
It was nice to have a break from my microphone, but we will start not using my microphone during the discussions just because the microphone, when two people are talking and it can't be just aimed towards one mouth, it's tough because then you have to just go like, buh, 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 and you have to move the microphone and that will make the audio quality sound bad.
Like this.
So, I'll plug in the mic and see you guys, tell you guys what the sound is like when you have the mic.
Hi, I'm Thompson.
Hi, I'm Garrison.
We could actually do this.
So we're gonna be super duper silent, and I'm just gonna like touch the mic to the ground a few times. I know this might be annoying, but it's just a recognition of why we can't use the mic. So I'm gonna be completely quiet now. 3, 2, 1. Notice those three loud noises. Okay, so now I'm back. I know the audio quality might have been a bit bad just then because of the microphone, but that's because me and Garrison were both talking and it was being moved around. But the microphone will still be used for news, and it will be continued to be used during the discussions once I get the pop filter. So let's move on to our exit stuff. That is kind of annoying sometimes. Well, I had one review on iTunes from the Mic Drop. It said, "Dope podcast." Thank you, Mic Drop, for reviewing me as dope. I have 3 5-star ratings, so remember to rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe. And that will just, it'll help boost up my ratings and get into people's feeds. If this popped up into your feed randomly, please email me so I know that it's popping up into people's feeds and I can bring in better scripts than I have right now. I know the script today was a bit scripted. It was really scrippy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember that you can get merch by Gear on the Parsnip June social media pages. But it's easiest to just email her at parsnipjune@gmail.com and she'll send you the options. Thank you for joining us today on the happiest podcast on Earth. Remember to tell your friends, and when activated, to support the podcast. You can still support the podcast by telling your friends, buying merch, and rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe, rate, review, subscribe, unsubscribe. Well, it's been a great time. I hope you enjoyed this episode. So, go, have fun. Hopefully you'll be able to go into Disneyland. Do anything Disney related this week. I have a challenge for you guys. I want you all to watch Dumbo. Not the new Dumbo, but the old Dumbo. And then email me about it, and we'll have a little discussion about Dumbo in next week's episode. Thank you for being on the podcast, for listening to the podcast. It's been a wonderful time, and I will see you guys next week. Sorry if this news is outdated. I had to record this on Sunday since I'm not available. See you guys next week.